Anyway, this is from my new novel, which is out on Monday, which is called Come Before Christ and Murder Love, which is, you know, an everyday tale of eating, fucking and occultism. I told Vanessa Holt to meet me at Greenwich train station. She was reluctant, saying she'd a lunch date with some friends. I told her I didn't give a damn. Either she wanted to be initiated into the secrets of the black veil and the white light, or she didn't. Vanessa was waiting for me in the train station when I arrived at the ticket office. We walked along to the Terminus Cafe, and I ordered 2 cups of tea. Do you know how to communicate with spirits? I asked Vanessa. No, Holt replied. Come on, I shot back before downing the remains of my cuppa and standing up. Let's go. I led Holt along to the South London Book Centre. I scanned the shelves and eventually found a suitable tome, a 19th century edition of Schopenhauer's On the Fourfold Root of the Principle of Sufficient Reason. I told Vanessa to read it aloud to me. The divine Plato and the marvellous Kant unite their mighty voices in recommending a rule, Holt whispered, that serves as a method of all philosophizing, as well as of all other science. 2 laws they teach us, the law of homogeneity and the law of specification. Carry on, I instructed as Holt fell silent. What is this crap? Vanessa demanded. Do you know what Islam means? I snarled. No, Holt hissed. It means submission, I explained. And it was amongst the Muslims that Sufism arose. All religious and occult doctrines of any worth are simply degenerate forms of Sufism. And so if you wish to pierce the veil that separates this world from the next, you'll have to submit to me and carry on reading. The law of homogeneity directs us to collect things together into kind, Holt spat. As for the law of specification, it requires that we clearly distinguish one from another, the different genera collected together under a single comprehensive conception. Okay, I barked as I took the tome from Holt's hands and placed it back amongst the philosophy books. Let's go. What was that all about? Vanessa demanded once we were out in the street. I was showing you how to communicate with spirits, I explained, as we wandered in at Greenwich Park. Come on, Holt protested. Look, I said, like all those who seek the truth, you've yet to learn that what to the eyes of the profane appears very mysterious is actually very mundane. Schopenhauer and his translator are dead. In other words, you've just received a communication from spirits. Those who are not yet born are also spirits, and by writing a book, you could communicate with them. Vanessa didn't appear entirely convinced by my argument. I led her up One Tree Hill, and she looked gorgeous as her long brown hair was blown about in the wind. We sat down on one of the park benches put out for the public. I told Vanessa to stretch out and place her head on my lap. We're going to do some sex magic, I explained. I want you to turn over onto your stomach and give me a blowjob. I'm not doing that, Holt protested. Someone will probably come up here and catch us at it. Don't worry about it, I reassured her. If anyone comes up here, I will banish them. Vanessa giggled as she took my cock from my flies. She held the base of my tool in her hand and sucked the tip with her mouth. I gazed over what had once been Novia Majus and across to the city of London. I let my mind drift, let it empty. I wanted to dive down into the depths of my psyche and root out anything that had been placed there against my will. Therefore, I wasn't surprised when 3 muses appeared, just as they had for Astraea, the Virgin Queen, 400 years before. However, I think it doubtful that the muses who appeared before Gloriana were dressed in baseball caps and jeans. They'll see us, Holt screeched, while simultaneously raising her head. Don't worry about it, I said as I pushed her head back down against my groin. I will banish them. The 3 boys were sharing a joke about some girl they knew. They were so absorbed in their conversation that they hadn't noticed Ness was giving me a blowjob. I took a copy of Sir Thomas Browne's Religio Medici from my pocket and picked a passage at random. There is no salvation to those that believe not in Christ, I boomed, which makes me much apprehend the end of those honest worthies and philosophers which died before his incarnation. What a strange vision it will be to see their poetical fictions converted into verities and their imagination and fancied furies into real devils. The 3 boys had noticed me now. They looked at each other and turned on their heels and fled, convinced I was a dangerous lunatic. How strange will sound the history of Adam, I bellowed at the retreating teenagers, to them that suffer for him they never heard of, when they that trace their genealogy from the gods shall learn that they are the unhappy issue of sinful man. I gazed down at Ness, a new Eve, her body spread out beneath me. Go, Bellymouth, I screamed as I shot my load, and take this caitiff hence.